Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
1 minute after 1 a.m. here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Lugie.
It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Hello, everybody out there in the audience. Hello to everybody out there watching on YouTube. And I will be on YouTube after every Knick game here during the week. So you definitely want to keep it locked after the post-game show on YouTube with Craig and Big Mac, and I think even Anthony Gallo was on it this evening, and I will extend the coverage on YouTube up until 2 a.m. as the Knicks drop Game 3. Game 4 will be Wednesday night at Madison Square Garden. And if you're just tuning in, here's my take. And you thought you were going to get through an entire Knicks playoff run without a no biggie. Well, shame on you. Shame on me, maybe. I was thinking sweep. I was like, oh, well, we're not going to get a no biggie. I might have to slip a little bit on the stage at the parade and go, no biggie. I didn't fall off the stage or anything like that. By the way, you think I get one of the floats? Who do I got to talk to see if I can secure a spot on a float at the parade? Deep breaths. Have a chuckle. Have a laugh. That's why I'm here. To calm everybody down. To make everybody relax. If you are feeling all types of emotions right now, anger, frustration, worry, doubt, you have come to the right place. You have come to the prism of positivity. And it's time to look at big picture. And the big picture here is the better team in this series wears a Knicks uniform. The team with more experience wears a Knicks uniform. And for the first time since night one of the NFL draft, this team has lost a game. That was an amazing run. And the great news is, they don't have to win nearly as many games in a row to win their first championship in 53 years. They get it done. They get it done in five, as I predicted before the series. After game one, you know, full transparency, I thought it would end up being a sweep. So I had it in four, I had it in five. Hey, I make the rules up here. It's like Jerry the King Lawler back in the day with the Royal Rumble. He would pick like 16 guys to win it. And that was Jerry, and this is Lugie. So I had two outcomes. Both are great. Both equal a championship. Both equal a parade. The first one, or I should say the second one in terms of timing of the prediction, but the first one meaning in chronologically in terms of, hey, four, then five. Four didn't happen. Five is still on the table, and I believe it ultimately will end Saturday night in San Antonio. And what a moment that's going to be. So we have to push off the parade just a smidge. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Sam and Muncie here on After Hours. What's up, Sam?
Yeah, hi, Tommy. How are you?
What's up, bro?
Doing well. I want to make a couple quick points. You know, before the game tonight, I was actually very nervous. I don't know why, but I actually thought Bridges was also nervous. If you looked at him by the by the, like, the national anthem. He looked really nervous.
Yeah, I wonder how, I wonder if the back of his mind, because he probably been asked about it, you know, 4 billion times, because he was up 2-0, his sons against the Bucks, and they blew, and they, you know, they lost 4 in a row.
Right.
So I wonder out loud if he's like, you know, because he was probably asked about it a million times. But I didn't pick up on any type of nerves from anybody. But if you sniff that one out, then I'll trust your instincts on that. But bottom line is this, Bridges had an off game, that's for sure. He's been awesome in this run. It's his best basketball of his Knicks career, this stretch that they've had, this 13-game winning streak, but Bridges was not that tonight. He was bad.
With that said, I was nervous, but now, and I'm upset that we lost, but now after the words, like a half hour later, I'm actually really confident for game four. Shamet shot 1-for-7. He's not going to do that again.
No way that's happening again.
Overall, they shot really bad from three, especially.
Yep.
And they have to feed Cat more. 10 shots for Cat is unacceptable. Cat, they have to feed him the ball more. And they were a little bit too Brunson-centric once again. They have to go back to Cat running the offense more.
You're spot on, Sam, with everything you said there. Perfectly positioned and perfectly placed in your thoughts and your takes. What turned this playoff run around was Cat going into, I believe he spoke to one of Mike Brown's assistants, who then spoke to Mike Brown about it. But Cat, which is what we've been looking for since he arrived, that assertiveness, that alpha mentality, and Cat went to the coaching staff and said, hey, I think the offense needs to run through me. And credit Mike Brown, and this is one of the reasons why Mike Brown was hired, because he is not a one man, and I say this with all due respect, it's just the first word that comes to my mind, dictatorship, because I'm not trying to make Tibbs like out to be a dictator, but it's the one word I can think of. Mike Brown works in a committee, he will listen to others, and he listened to Cat, and then credit Rick Brunson for going to his son, which is obviously a difficult situation, it's almost like Little League, like your father's one of the coaches. And he went to Jalen and said, hey, look, Cat's got to kind of run this offense. And the team took off. And you're right. Sometimes they will go back to those bad habits. They did it early on in the series against Atlanta, and it didn't work out. There was too much of it tonight with Brunson. There was probably too much of it in game two as well with the hero ball, but they got away with it. They didn't get away with it tonight. And I think this team is smart enough, humble enough to understand that and go back to what was working during that long playoff dominating streak. And you're also spot on. Shamet, who has been a folk hero. And remember, Malcolm Brogdon was going to be on this team. He retired. And then Landry Shamet had to earn his way for the final roster spot. And Shamet has been sensational. Sensational. He missed 1-3 in the Eastern Conference Finals. He had a bad game. Shots that he normally makes did not go down. But you know what I know about Landry Shamet? And this one you could take to the bank. You haven't heard me say that one in a while. But hey, you're getting all the hits tonight. You're getting take it to the bank. You're getting a no biggie. I thought we were going to go through an entire run without any of this stuff. But you know, you go see Kiss. You want to hear I Want to Rock and Roll All Night. You want to hear the hits sometimes. Nobody wants an entire Knicks playoff run without a no biggie and a take it to the bank. But here's the take it to the bank, and you could take it to the bank. Landry Shamet is not afraid to take and make big shots. So this is not going to discourage Landry Shamet. He is going to be ready and focused, and he's going to want the ball, and he is going to be able to hit threes, and he's going to be looking to hit those threes. More importantly, the confidence, the swagger is not going to be lost just by one bad shooting night. You don't have to worry about Landry Shamet's psyche. Now, you brought up Mikal being a little nervous. Mikal, sometimes with the psyche, you got to sit him down and say, this is not Phoenix. This is New York. What happened there is not going to happen here. You had an off night. Remember the last time you had a bad game like this? Remember when you had a donut and a bagel against the Hawks? And how you played after that, your best basketball of your Knicks career, that's the type of therapy session I would have with him. But in terms of Shamet, you don't need to say a word to that guy. You know he's got goyuns the size of the garden. And he has been incredible for this team. You wonder out loud where they'd be without him. That's how important he is. And I expect Landry Shamet to have maybe his best game of this playoff run in game four.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus. Your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Because I think he will take it on himself to say, boy, I stunk. This team needs me to knock down threes. Landry Shamet is an important member of this team. Very important. He extends their starting five. He extends their bench. He's a massive weapon for Mike Brown to go to. Now, credit Clarkson for picking up a little bit of Shamet's production. And the thing about Clarkson is he's had his ups and downs this year, but he is a pro. You know, former sixth man of the year. He's the type of guy that you could dust the mothballs off him and he could go drop 20 points in a finals game. He's another guy, zero fear. And it's just another guy you can go to off the bench, another pro, whether it's an Alvarado, whether it's Clarkson, whether it's Shamet, that you feel confident in, even if they haven't been playing well or haven't been getting the minutes, you're confident that they can get buckets. 8-8-8-8, and that's where the Knicks have a major advantage in this series is in depth. The Spurs have no, and I know he had a big shot or two in this game. That's the one thing with YouTube, as I got a loogie in my throat, and there's no theater of the mind there. The radio audience has no idea what just happened, but if you're watching on YouTube here, I almost choked on a loogie, and that would be quite ironic. A radio host that calls himself Loogie ultimately ends his radio career by choking on a loogie. But we're okay now. I'm just going to take a sip of water, and I'm going to make my point, whatever the heck it was something about the Knicks bench. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Philip in Brooklyn here on the Fan. What's up, Phil?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
One of the other callers hit exactly what I was going to say. Brunson went back to dribbling the ball too much.
I agree with that. Late in the shot clock.
They were worse when
he was on the floor. He was minus nine in the plus minus. They were not good when he was on the basketball court tonight.
11 for 25.
Yeah.
Cat was 4 for 10. He's got to get more than 10 a shot.
Phil,
1 for 5.
Yeah, bad.
Shamet, Bridges, but Shamet 1 for 7.
Yep.
Shamet, Bridges, and Cat. Those three had 23 attempts together. And Brunson had 25.
Well, to me, the guy that out of that trio, because Shamet, like I said, he just had an off shooting night. I don't know what was going on.
Bridges, he got to have more than five shots.
No doubt, and it almost seemed like he had more than ten. 1,000%. I think with Bridges early on, maybe the foul trouble, he got in his own head. He just had one of those Bridges nights that I thought we were past. As far as Karl-Anthony Towns, whether it's shots, whether it's touches, whether it's looks, when this team is clicking on all cylinders, Carl Anthony Towns is heavily involved in this offense. When they've had their moments in this playoffs and in the regular season, it's when it's hero ball, it's too much dribbling with Jalen Brunson, and they fell
into
that.
Late in the shot clock.
Correct. And here's
because Shamet is a really a spot up shooter.
Yes,
and a lot of his shots tonight were actually on the move with the shot clock.
Yeah, they were
down.
Off balance. They were just they weren't in rhythm, and they were ugly. They were just one of those things where I'm like, oh, maybe they'll go in because he's so red hot. But it wasn't that usual rhythm that we see with not only with this offense. They didn't have that cohesion. They resorted back to what we've seen in the regular season and early on in this playoffs, where it wasn't cohesive, it wasn't a collective unit, and Jalen Brunson tried to be the hero. And I'm not pinning any kind of blame on him. Like, he just wanted the spotlight in the moment in a game three. I don't think it had anything to do with that. It's just they reverted back to their bad habits.
The last thing I thought, Mike Brown brought in Anunoby a little too late, almost like the 8 minute mark. He was 9 for 13.
Yeah,
and he didn't bring him back in the fourth quarter to almost less than 8 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, Anunoby was their best player tonight. There's no doubt about it. And Anunoby is, and I've always called him a mini Kawhi Leonard. And we all know what he has meant to this franchise ever since he was acquired. But I think that the biggest, besides the overarching, hey, Spurs, their season was on the line. They were not fazed by Madison Square Garden. And sometimes, as great as the Garden is, it's the Cathedral basketball. It's the greatest arena in history of arenas. And it does have an intimidating presence when the Knicks are rolling. But sometimes, especially when you have a couple stars on the other side or a team with a lot of talent like the Spurs do, they sometimes revel in that moment to be in front of every actor and actress that ever performed in The Sopranos. They're in front of the president. They're in front of Ben Stiller. They're in front of Eli and Jeter and Larry David. And they get up for that because it's an atmosphere unlike anywhere else in the league. And it brings out the best in them. So all of that stuff aside, the Knicks reverted back to bad habits. Karl Anthony Towns, going into this game, was the MVP of the series. For all the stats that Brunson has put up, he has not had a great series. Cat has been their best player on both ends of the floor. The offense needs to run through Karl Anthony Towns. I know it. They know it. Why they got away from it tonight is anybody's guess. I have no idea. But don't let it linger. Isn't that a song? Is that the Cranberries? I believe that is. You don't want to let it linger. Well, you don't want to let it linger. Now I'm thinking about the Cranberries. Is that the song that's in Click? That's a great movie. That's an underrated Sandler movie. If you can't get emotional watching Click, not that you're going to cry. You can't cry. I think there's only two movies that I've gotten close to crying. Gotten close. And that is My Girl, which is amazing. And believe it or not, The Notebook. Yeah, I said it. That's right. But you know what? I'm not going to cry after a loss like this because I am fully confident in this team. But I'm even more confident when the offense runs through Karl Anthony Towns. I know it. They know it. And reverting back to bad habits, which is dribble, 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 as Evan would say with James Harden. And hello, Evan. I know you're driving home. You got a big smile on your face. You're heading back from Madison Square Garden. You're peacocking. You got your commemorative ticket, which I expect on my desk when I walk in tomorrow as a gift, as a token of our friendship. You can't revert back to bad habits. And the bad habits is bad ball movement, Bridges not involved in the offense, not getting his shots, not feeling confident, not feeling a part of the offense, Karl Anthony Towns not in the flow of the offense, not being really the leader of the flow and the style in which they're playing, and everything runs through him. We saw what happened in those 13 games when that was the case. We've seen in this playoff run when it's too much Brunson, two losses to the Hawks and almost two losses to the Spurs. Not pinning blame, not saying anybody's a hero ball. No, it's just, it's, they're as well-oiled a machine as they've been, and I thought they had completely turned the corner on it. They showed us that they could still revert back to it. Now they got to revert back to what worked for 13 games, which is let Cat be the guy. Because he's been the guy. He's playing the best basketball of his career. He is right now the finals MVP. And the finals MVP should not be getting, in terms of not enough looks and touches like he got tonight. I'll pull it up for you exactly here. 10 shots. That's not nearly enough. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Sean is in Old Bridge, New Jersey. What's up, Sean?
What is up, Boogie? How are we doing?
Great, bro. How you doing?
I am doing okay. So I did get to watch the game with my father, and honestly, I thought it was a very decent close game. I will say, I'm not mad, because it was close, and they did their best. That's all I can say.
They certainly fought, Sean, and you have to be proud of the fight, and you have to be proud of the resolve, and you have to be proud of everything that they left on the court. It's just about not executing, not hitting shots, bad habits. It was not about effort. It was not about intensity. It was not, I don't even think it was about nerves or choking or any of that type of stuff. It was just bad habits that they got to shake and shake quickly, and I believe they will.
Yeah, I agree. And just for the record, I'm watching you on YouTube right now, so I'm waving.
You're looking good here? I don't know what to do with my hands. Ran a good race. I'm the Magic Man. Now you see me, now you don't. You're right. That's an awesome nickname. 888-808-1019 is... au revoir, Ricky Bobby. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's after. You got everything on this show. I mean, we really... You got to keep everybody in a positive spirit. We cannot allow the coalition of Nick haters to get strong here. I'm already getting texts from some of them. The coalition must be silenced. And it will be. Let them have their fun. Let them pop their champagne. Let them win their championship tonight. And we will be ready as Knicks fans for game four. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. Loogie in the late night here on The Fan. Steve out in Long Island. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Loogie. How you doing?
What's going on, dude?
I don't agree with your analysis. Okay. I'm not a Knicks hater by any stretch of the imagination, but I think Spurs have one talent overall. I think the Spurs have outplayed the Knicks in two of three games. I think the Spurs offense, having Wemby down low as opposed to roaming around the three-point line or a few feet behind it, was the problem in the first two games.
I agree with that.
And they got him down low, and there's no answer. There's no answer.
There's no answer if he does that, but we'll see if they continue with that execution. Because if it's that easy, then why didn't they do it for the first couple games? It doesn't mean they're going to do it going forward.
Well, the Knicks are going to have to adjust.
Correct.
But it's very, very difficult to contain him at 7'5", whatever he is.
No, when he's under the basket, you just have to hang on for dear life at that point.
Right. So they, as long as they have the Spurs, they had Castle tonight hitting threes. If they have someone or two players hitting threes, and you have Wemby down low, there are a lot of ifs with the Knicks tonight. You're talking about
right, but the Knicks just won 13 straight games. They had an off night. There's less ifs. That's my overall point. There's less ifs with the Knicks. So I disagree with some of those things you're saying. The Knicks have a more complete team. They have a deeper team. They have a more experienced team. The Spurs have off shooting nights. They didn't execute. The reason they lost game, you can tell me they outplayed the Knicks all you want. The Spurs did not execute down the stretch due to bad coaching and their inexperience. They're not going to just wake up tomorrow and all of a sudden gain all this experience and be able to do the little things down the stretch what the Knicks have learned through the years in the playoff wars. You know, the Spurs are not going to gain that overnight. It takes years forged in playoff disappointments to get to where the Knicks are at, to get where championship teams are at. Steve, there's a reason why teams on their first go, there are reasons why teams that are so young like the Spurs are, there's reasons why they don't win championships. And history is on the Knicks' side here.
Well, you say history is on the Knicks' side. I'm not sure that I buy that. Again,
what don't you buy?
Spurs, I think.
Well, look up the history. What do you mean? What history are you not buying?
The history of teams with a multitude of experience win. When teams
but
have
look
overwhelming
it up, number one, and look up a team that's up 2-0 in a series and what their record is.
Yeah, there's no question.
So that's history on their side. And 2-0 on the road, which is the teams that have done that are 2-0 in the finals.
That's a different story.
That's where the Knicks are at.
Okay, but you're arguing that they have the experience. That's why they're going to win. Now you're saying they're going to win because they're up 2-0.
No,
it's a different story.
I said they have the experience and they have history on their side.
Okay, they have experience, but I think
their experience is the reason why they won the first two games.
Well, one could argue that the Spurs did not game plan well, and they game planned well tonight.
But why didn't they game plan well in those first two games?
Well, I can't explain that.
Think it's lack of experience. Then why didn't they adjust in game two?
Well, they should have won game two.
They didn't.
I know they didn't, but they should have won the game two. You know, you talk about the Knicks' poor performances. Hart had his best shooting game from three-point land of the playoffs. So he's not doing that again. And Anunoby was out of his mind tonight shooting. So for every negative that you're citing in terms of Brunson...
Yeah, but I expect... You don't think Anunoby is going to have another strong performance? I totally disagree with that. OG Anunoby brings it every single night. You want to tell me Josh Hart could have a rough shooting game in game four? We could... I'll buy that. But OG Anunoby is a stud.
He's a stud, no question, but is he a 65% shooter from the field? No one is. So he had an incredible shooting performance tonight. I don't think you can expect
that. Okay, but then if he has a little bit less of a shooting performance and Landry Shamet has his normal shooting performance, it evens out.
Look, at the end of the day, this is going to go six or seven games. This is not a five-game
season. Who wins?
This was definitely... I think that if the Spurs win game four in the Garden on Wednesday night, I think they will win the series. I think if the Knicks win game four, I think the Spurs will win it at home, and then probably...
Knicks and six.
Knicks, probably. Yeah.
So in your estimation, Steve, you think game four is the most pivotal game of this series?
I do, yes. I think if the Knicks go up 3-1, it's over. They'll win it. If the Spurs tie it up, then it's going to be, unfortunately, a very, very big disappointment for New York City.
Oh, forget the colossal disappointment. It would be beyond devastating. You bring up a fair point there. Knicks go up 3-1. They are beyond in the driver's seat. If it's 2-2, and I brought this up earlier, home court advantage doesn't mean anything. Because guess what? If the Spurs win game four, we still haven't had a home team hold serve yet. If Halliburton is healthy last year, Indiana wins game seven in OKC. Indiana won a game seven in Madison Square Garden a couple years ago. Indiana won both games in Madison Square Garden last year in the Eastern Conference Finals, game one and two, I should say. The Knicks won the first two in San Antonio. The Spurs won a game seven in OKC. On and on. The Sixers won a game seven in Boston. Home court means nothing. So even if it's 2-2, if that's your stance of, unless you want to say momentum, but if it's home court, it means nothing. Then it's just a best of three series. But I am fully confident that the Knicks are going to win game four. And I'm fully confident they're going to win in five, as I predicted before the series started. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Anthony in Verona. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's up, Tommy? How you doing, man?
What's up,
big
bro?
Fan.
Thank you, dude.
Been following you since back when you were with Evan and Tiki, man. Huge fan of yours.
Appreciate you.
Dude, I'll be honest. I don't think we're talking much about these turnovers. I know the turnover differential doesn't look like much, but it's careless turnovers.
Yeah.
Like it's turnovers that are easily, like, it's not even that they're putting us in a position where we're making it because we're, like, kind of flustered. Like, We're passing the ball to somebody who's not ready to catch it. We're throwing it in a weird way. We're stepping out of bounds. If you take the 5 turnover differential today and we score on half of those, we win the game.
Yep.
We win the game today.
No, it's a great point.
And it's between that and I know that we've made a lot about Wembanyama in the paint. When he's in defense on the paint, nobody's going up for a layup. We saw it today. There were a lot of block shots. And I think that, you know, that's a testament to who he is and the superstardom that he has.
Well, that's where he can dominate a game. At this stage of his career, he is more dominant defensively than he is offensively.
Agreed.
Because he could disrupt your flow of your offense. That's what they did against the Thunder. The Thunder couldn't run their offense because of Wemby's size.
Totally agree. And I think today what you saw was guys like Castle hitting the shots. Like, they weren't hitting the shots in San Antonio. They were missing the shot. But today, I felt like every time we were just starting to go on a run, like maybe we scored 2 in a row, damn it, somebody would hit a damn 3-pointer. And it's like, man, it just shut us down.
Yeah,
that Castle one was a
backbreaker on that bailout, although the Knicks still battled back there. But it was an awful possession for San Antonio. It was just Wemby dribbling the ball beyond the 3-point line. And that's where, to me, De'Aaron Fox, who's clearly banged up here and he can't hit a 3-pointer, I would just leave him open all series long, which they have. If he could get to the tin, then he's effective, but he doesn't have that burst because he's clearly hurt. He stinks from 3-point land. And Wemby is just, when he's out there dribbling in that, he's looking around for a teammate, and Castle bailed him out in that spot. But that's kind of my point here, is that late in these games, when it comes to execution, the Knicks have been the better team, not tonight, but overall, 2 out of 3, the Knicks have executed. And I think the Knicks are the better team in the clutch moments. This is going to be a tight series now. They are going to be close games going forward. And I think that's where the Knicks will ultimately pull ahead in their, just the way they operate late in games.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. But I think that the one thing we haven't seen yet in this series is the Knicks blowout, is the Knicks hitting all their shots defensively, everything clicking.
Yep.
And that will happen. And I think it will happen in game 4. And that's where I think the series will really, I don't want to go finale, but if when we have that happen and we win by like 15, 20 points and Brunson has a better shooting day, this is the second game in a row Brunson has not shot the ball very well. I know he has the points.
He's
to
not
show
had
it,
a good series. And the numbers, if you just no, if he, you weren't if you're not watching the games and you just go to the box score and you just look at the stat, like he had a very quiet 30 points and it's like crazy even when I say it. But same thing tonight.
I mean,
it's just the numbers are there, but the effectiveness is not there. He's clearly bothered by the physicality of the Spurs, and that's their mission, is to take Brunson out of his game.
16 for 50 in 2 games.
Yeah.
We just can't have that.
No,
we can't have that.
It's bad. It's bad. It's just as great as Brunson is and as clutch as he's been, although in game 2, you know, he left the door open for the Spurs. They didn't walk through it. The blowout victory for the Knicks will be the closeout game. That's been the script. That's been the movie all playoff long. So had the Knicks won this game 3 last night, then I believe game 4 would have been a blowout. And that would have been the 20-30-point victory for the Knicks. That's just the way I see things playing out. I think game 4 will be another tight game. And then game 5 in San Antonio, that's where you're going to get the performance that we got from the Knicks in the closeout games against Atlanta, Philly, and Cleveland. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Still got you for another 28 minutes here on The Fan and on YouTube. Plenty of time to take your phone calls at 888-808-1019 as the Knicks drop Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Game 4 is Wednesday night at Madison Square Garden. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call the show. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night, After Hours here on The Fan.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, 2 of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
1:37 here on The Fan in New York City. Final segment of After Hours. Al Cintron comes your way at 2 a.m. here on The Fan. Knicks drop Game 3 at Madison Square Garden. The first finals game at MSG in 27 years. Obviously not the outcome that we all wanted. It was an electric atmosphere. Obviously President Trump was there. Jeter was there. Eli Manning was there. Nicki Minaj performed at halftime. Wasn't Nicki Minaj? I'm pretty sure it was, Fleeks. I was watching it on mute, and then they did the thing on Inside the NBA where they tweet at the show, and they said Shaq is too focused on Nicki Minaj. And I didn't think that was Nicki Minaj, but I didn't know who the heck it was.
I'm going to have to get the audio for you because this is going to go down as an all-time Inside the NBA clip, and it involves the name of the performer who it was.
But why did they show a tweet? Oh, did they think it was Nicki Minaj too?
No, it was Cardi B, and they knew it.
Oh, no. I got it. I meant Cardi B, and I said Nicki Minaj, I think. What, Nicki Minaj or Cardi B? Okay, maybe I might have gotten my whole things flipped there. All good. But you have the clip of it, though? I know they were locked in on it. Yeah, go ahead. 888-808-1019. But yeah, you get all the celebrities out at these type of games. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Phil in Florida on The Fan. What's up, Phil?
Hey, Tommy, how are you?
What's up?
Listen, the Knicks tonight and in the last couple games, their three-point shooting was good, but sometimes they take too many three-pointers, and tonight it showed, and they missed so many
of them. No, but they live and die by that. When they're going strong and they're knocking down threes, they're thriving, and then when they have these nights where they don't hit the three, you know, they live by the sword, they die by the sword, but ultimately what has unlocked this team, Phil, and the modern NBA is to shoot a lot of threes. They're lethal when they're hitting them. When they're missing them, they could struggle, but it also had to do with Bridges having a bad game, Cat not getting enough touches, too much hero ball from Brunson, and the threes weren't there from guys like from Shamit, and they weren't hitting their shots, and when they don't hit their shots, they got to find other ways to win, Phil, and they just didn't do that tonight.
But you know what it is? I always think you shoot in the three. If you got the shot, you shoot it. If you don't, you go inside. I understand the big 7'5 guy there.
It's tough when Webby's patrolling the paint, that stuff. But if he's not, then I totally agree with you. Then you have to attack the Spurs team on the interior.
You have to try. There's got to be a way around that. There's got to be a way. You got to find the way to win that game. I want to see them win. I'm with you on 5 from the win. I hope they do, because it's for my father and my uncle that both passed away in the last 2 years.
I'm sorry to hear that, Phil.
I would love to see them win.
Yeah.
They were around when they won the last time. And I'm sure they're watching up from upstairs.
Yeah, likewise. Like my grandfather was around, and he passed away not that recently, but, a couple of years ago. But I hear you. We've lost a lot of loved ones along the way who are, they got the best seat in the house, and they're certainly rooting on the Knicks like we all are. Sports is such a family business. It's just passed on from generation to generation, and it's generations of Knicks fans who have been waiting for this moment. We're just going to have to wait a little bit longer. I thought we were gearing up for a parade on Friday. Now we're looking at Monday. But I do use these words because I think you speak positively, you manifest it into the atmosphere, and then ultimately it comes to fruition. Do we have the inside the NBA audio here? Okay, so I don't know if they screwed up like I did. And I knew it was Cardi B, but my brain, I watched it. I knew it was Cardi B. I saw Cardi B on the tweet. And then when I'm on the radio, I just said Nicki Minaj. But I definitely meant Cardi B, and it was Cardi B. But here's the crew. Here's Shaq. Here's Draymond. Here's Ernie. Here's Chuck. Here's Kenny Smith. This is halftime of the game. I assume talking about Cardi B. Go ahead.
Knicks up 7, looking for a 3-0 lead. We've been competing with Cardi B here.
We lost. Hey,
I don't know if those B's. That might be Cardi B's.
I sure am, new lover.
I'm pretty sure it holds on me.
I don't know who said that, but I know it wasn't Chuck.
Chuck, you little dick. You can't let the dick have a time to do.
You got the wrong initials.
That's, they're the best. They are the best, and Charles is the best because he speaks his mind, and Shaq speaks his mind. And you know about the cup sizes, don't you?
And Shaq said nothing during that segment because, as the tweeter pointed out, he was distracted.
We all were. I was so distracted that I was calling her Nicki Minaj when I know she's Cardi B. And Cardi B has obviously showed up at Madison Square Garden before. You know D is the biggest. Of course I know D is the biggest. I've centered my whole life around knowing that D is the biggest. The bro, the man's ear. And they just say whatever's on their mind. Unapologetic. That is inside the NBA. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Barbara in Queens here on After Hours. Barbara, what can I do you for?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
I hear you say that we're still going to win.
Yep.
And I hope so. But what was different this game? I don't hear you say that. I'm just scared that maybe it is too much pressure because of all the attention on the team and because everyone is, like, looking to see if it's going to happen.
Yeah, well, Barbara,
that,
even if
so
that was
close.
The case tonight, and you're right, there is so much focus, and I appreciate the call, there is so much attention. Not only the world is watching, but more importantly, this city is watching with bated breath for our first championship from the Knicks in 53 years, for many of us, the first in our lifetime. And perhaps that pressure negatively impacted the Knicks tonight. I think that game 4, it won't be about that. You know, all the pomp and circumstances and the hoopla of the first finals game at the Garden in 27 years. That was what was there. President, Eli, Cardi B, Jeter, Robert Kraft, the usuals, Larry David, Ben Stiller. It was a star-studded event. Game 4, even though the ticket prices are through the roof, even though it's still going to have a ton of A-list celebrities, even though it's still going to have the weight of this city on its shoulders, it's going to feel more like a regular game than last night did. Because last night was the first in 27 years. Wednesday is the second in 2 days. There's a finals game at MSG. So even if there was a little bit of pressure on the Knicks and they felt it and it impacted their play, I don't think that will be the case going into game 4. But you now have a confident Spurs team, but you also have, and this is, if you don't think this is a factor, I have Swampland in Florida I'd like to sell you. This is a young Spurs team that is feeling themselves. They just had a huge victory. They just saved their season, and you know what they got now? A day off in the greatest city in the world. A lot of distractions in New York. And they're a young team. And as focused as you're going to be, there's still a lot of things to be your focus go out the window when it comes to New York. When it comes to distractions of this great city. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Robbie's in Phoenix here on After Hours. What's up, Robbie?
Yes, I got to be real here. The refs in these past three games have been awful, disgraceful. I have to blame a lot of the refs for tonight's loss.
You know what, Robbie? Before you finish, we've been on the air for a couple hours here, and there's a lot of blame to go around, but until I've heard your voice, it hit me. Could you make the argument, and Robbie, would you agree that the man responsible and the man that we should all blame, and you know where I'm going with this, a guy that is very familiar in New York, a name that you've heard a lot on this radio station, there is one man to blame, and I want to hear if you agree. And that man's name is Aaron Boone.
Not this time.
Not this time? Wait a second, Robbie. Are you telling me that you're putting your hatred for Aaron Boone aside? I figured you'd be on board for that one. You don't want to put this at the feet of Aaron Boone?
No, that'll be next week that I can go back to blaming him.
Okay, so Aaron Boone gets a week off. I thought we had a situation where we could parlay you blaming Aaron Boone for everything into this Nick loss. Okay, I tried. Swing and a miss. Go ahead, Rob.
Okay, but I think the NBA lost a lot of credibility with this poor officiating.
No, I disagree with I disagree with that.
It seemed like they wanted the Spurs to win.
I also disagree with that.
I mean, look, the NBA has had its problems with officials. I just don't trust them.
Robbie, I'm not going to tell you to trust officials, but I think everything is certainly on the up and up. You're not the first caller to call in tonight to say that there's at least a conspiracy theory. There's no topic in sports that angers me more than the officiating stuff. It drives me crazy. I know it gets a lot of clicks. It gets a lot of... So clearly fans feel that way, but that's just not the way I roll. It's not. There's a winner, there's a loser. The better team that night wins a game. The officiating, be damned. You want to say it's been disgraceful? You want to say that you think the Spurs are getting way more calls than the Knicks? You could have that. Certainly, it's a fact, but you could also have that opinion in the sense that they've been disgraceful. You know, you could look up the discrepancy in free throws, but as far as being disgraceful, that's your opinion. I don't think there's any type of conspiracy theory. I think we as fans, I don't partake in this, but a lot of fans do. It's the equivalent of, we're stuck in traffic, we're going to honk the horn. You know, the horn is built and been put in the car to avoid accidents. Hey, is that Evan Roberts on a bike? Maybe I should honk my horn so that he sees me and I'm driving a taxi and I don't hit him, so he has a bad back for the rest of his life. You know, he's supposed to honk the horn. Or, hey, I'm about to get in a fender bender. Let me honk the horn and perhaps that'll wake up the driver in front of me. You get the idea. It's supposed to avoid accidents. But we have used it here in the tri-state area as I'm frustrated. When your team loses, the officiating stinks. Officiating. It's the officiating. The NFL wants the Chiefs to win. The NBA wants this to go 7 games. They filmed the moon landing in a studio. Sorry, I went too far there. I apologize for that. I apologize. Neil deGrasse Tyson's on line one. We'll take his call off air. We'll discuss that and many other things, the dinosaurs and all that type of stuff. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's bang through a couple of these calls before we hand it off to Alson Tron on the fan. Hello, YouTube. Goodbye, YouTube, in about 10 minutes. Don is in Fort Lee, New Jersey. What's up, Don?
What's up, Tom? How you doing, pal?
What's up, bro?
So a couple of points I just want to make in watching that game. But first of all, they had a terrible start to both halves. I mean,
yes,
it worked like hell to finally get that lead and destroy him in the second quarter, and they just give it up like it's nobody's business, you know? And then it was too many unforced errors.
The Spurs also came out guns blazing in the first quarter. I mean, they hit a million shots. They hit like 8 in a row.
That's true. But the other thing that I had a problem with the Knicks was they were too tentative with the ball. They had too many unforced turnovers.
Agreed.
You know,
yep.
You got to be crisp in these games.
They've been crisp too, but tonight they were anything but. And I think that, you know what it is, Don?
Absolutely.
I credit the Spurs' defense, which was ferocious, which was just, their defense was unbelievable in terms of intensity. And it's been good in this series for the Spurs. They ratcheted up to another level tonight. Wemby was a major disruptor. Castle was unbelievable. They got guys that can get in your face and make things difficult for you. And things have been easy for the Knicks. They haven't had a lot of resistance in this 13-game winning streak outside of the couple against the Spurs. You know, it's been kind of, the carpet has been rolled out for them, the red one. Now they're feeling that resistance. It's their turn now to punch back. For the first time in almost 2 months, it's their time to punch back. The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. To me, this boils down to Karl Anthony Towns, who is still the MVP of this series. The offense has to run through him. He's got to get his looks. He's got to get his touches. He's got to get his shots. This is the best basketball we have seen from Karl Anthony Towns. Defensively, he's been awesome on Wemby. Offensively, he's been a force. And ever since he, I'm paraphrasing, but walked into Mike Brown's office and demanded the ball and things run go through him, which is what he should have done probably a long time ago, but good on him to finally do it, this team took off. And then Rick Brunson had to go to Jalen and say, hey, this is going to help us be better. And it did. And tonight, and even at times in game two, the Knicks have reverted back to too much Brunson. And as great as Jalen is, the king of New York, the most clutch player in the NBA, the guy that turned this franchise around in terms of player, we know Leon Rose did as a executive and Tibbs as a coach, but the player that turned things around and started it all was Jalen. All those accolades. This team is at its best, though, when it runs through Cat and Bridges is unlocked and playing at a level where he's aggressive on offense. He feels like he's a part of that offense. And for the last couple of years, when they lose or they're going through losing streaks, it's the same script. Too much Brunson, not enough Towns, not enough Bridges, not enough cohesiveness, not enough ball movement, not enough connectiveness. And I thought they were beyond it. That's why I thought they'd sweep. After game one, you know, I had five game series victory for the Knicks going into it. I thought it'd be a sweep after game one. Certainly felt that way after game two. Now we go back to the original series prediction, which is five, and I think the Knicks will make all the necessary adjustments heading into game four, which will feel like a playoff game, more run of the mill than last night did. It will. Because what we saw last night was something we hadn't seen in 27 years, and it was just craziness. You won't get that same type of to this level in game four, and I think the Knicks will respond. And they showed you fight tonight. They fought. And I think you could take a lot from that this team will not die. That'll do it for me. My thanks to Rosenberg. My thanks to Fleegs. My thanks to all the callers. I apologize if I couldn't get to you. All the listeners out there. Everybody that watched on YouTube. Alcintron comes your way next. And I got you tomorrow after the Yankee game right here on After Hours.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN New York.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. all in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime with experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.